You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Harama?
Doesn't the Gemara talk about that they criticize, that they used to take it, Derek Hall, they didn't take it?
Gemara doesn't criticize. Gemara doesn't criticize. Yeah, Hasidim Arishanim used to do the Harama. The Rashba raises the issue on Brachas. The Rashba, I have an old Rashba, I have to get a new edition. There's something Megumgum in the old Rashba, so it doesn't read straight. The Rashba raises the issue. How come we allow them to do a harom on a mitzvah in the normal course of events it would have been chayiv? So if Hashoshes Trumas and Mises is a mitzvah, so that's not right to do a harom to pati yourself from Afrosha. And it sounds from the Gemara that there's nothing wrong. It sounds like it's not a mitzvah, right? It would appear from that Gemara that there's not a mitzvah. That's a question. Anyway, this is a machlokes. The Taz and the Magen Avraham, two different places. The Taz is in Siman Aleph in Yerideya. The Taz is distinguishing between the bracha ala shchita. He thinks shchita is only a matzah. Shchita is nishke mitzvah. He holds like the right. Shchita is only a matzah. It's not a mitzvah. And Afrosh is trumas and maizes. He said the fairish. You chayv to be mafresh trumas and maizes, even if you plan not to eat anything. You don't need a heter. You're not interested in a heter. You're not going to eat it and dump it all in the ocean. But still, it's a mitzvah to be, when the farmer has tevel, it's a mitzvah to be mafresh trumas and maizes. And the Magen Avraham in Simen Ches and Hilchas Tzitzis proves on this Mishnah from Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel Isha Shevis the Kotzah Chalosa Aruma. How is she mafresh? How is she say a bracha be yeshiva? We have a chumra. All birchas amitzvah should be recited by Amida. So he says no. Since Afrosh Eschal is only a matir, it's not a mitzvah. So birchas hanen, he treat it like a birchas hanen. Be the eved for sure. You yotze. No. He says the Mishnah sounds like a chatchila. A woman is permitted to sit and say the bracha.
She's in a matzah where she now is like
a... Yeah, you could say b'shas hatchak, we allow it lachatchila. Yeah, but he assumes it's even more than that. He assumes that the Mishnah means they had to go lachatchila to recite the bracha b'yeshiva. So the Marsham has a sefer on Yerideh called Das Torah. He gives Mar Mekaymas. He always shakes out Mar Mekaymas from all over Shas and Poskim. So on that Taz and Simen Aleph in Yerideya, he points out this machlegas. Rabbi Kivege pointed out machlegas the Taz and the Magen Avraham, where the Hafrashas Trumas and Maisa Hafrashas Chala is a mitzvah, just a matir. So he gives you Mar Mekaymas. He shows that it's a fairish and machlegas. The Rishonim and Gittin and Kama Mesichtas. He quotes many Mesichtas. It's machlegas and Rishonim. They quote Talmid HaGro quoted the name of the Vilna Gaon that based on the pasuk in Yecheskel. The Vilna Gaon came to the conclusion that there's a split between Trumas and Maisis on the one hand and Hafrosh Eschal on the other hand. That Trumas and Maisis is a matir and Hafrosh Eschal is a mitzvah. Even if you're not interested in eating the bread, Hafrosh Eschal is a mitzvah. You're going to throw it all out in the garbage. But Trumas and Maisis is only a matir. If not interested in eating it, isn't it? In the Taz and the Magen Avraham, the other Mishnah, you don't find such a chiluk. And the Vilna Gaon said it based on the pasuk in Yecheskel, where it talks about Hafrosh's Trumas and Maisis. Yeah.
About Hashchita, if you don't plan to eat it, I believe you don't make a brocha. You plan to give it to Caleb, and you
shecht
it.
Plan to give it to Nachrim?
To a nochi, to a dog.
I don't know. Rashi Shita is that even when you shecht the treifa, since Shchita's treifa is mitar midei nevela, right, it's mitar midei nevela. It doesn't have tumas nevela, have an iser achila, but it won't have tumas nevela. So Rashi Shita is that you say a brocha. That's how the Rishonim quote from Rashi. So that we don't paskin like that. If I know in advance that it's a treifa and the shchita is not going to be mata b'achila, you don't say a brocha. But what if I'm shechting to feed it to nochrim? So also you don't say a brocha. I don't remember. Got to look in Yerideh. I don't remember. What's the definition of mukav? What is the definition? How close do they have to be? That's a major question. The Vilna Gaon has a bir agro on Shulchan Aruch that he himself wrote. All the other Sfarim from the Vilna Gaon are written by Talmidim, what they quoted when they heard from their Rebbe. The Bir Agron Shulchan Aruch was written by the Gro himself. So in the Bir Agron in Hilchas Chala, I think in Shin Chav Dalet Yerodeh, in the middle of Hilchas Chala, so he has a Loshin, B'din Zeh Nistapchu Kamoi. All of the Rishonim got Svach v'karnim, how do you say, nistapchu, got entangled. All the Rishonim got entangled in this messy esek. How do you define what's called min hamukav? How close does it have to be? So there's a Tosfos in the first perek in Nida, I think it's Zayin Amud Aleph, where Tosfos assumes that in order to be considered Min HaMukov, it has to be touching, and they got it from the Mishnah that we just saw before in the second perek. Here, on page 17, the Mishnah we just said, Mishnah Ches. Rav Leizer disagrees with the Mishnah at the end of the first perek. It says, Nitelis Min HaTohar Al HaTameh. He may be Mafrish. Unlike our Mishnah, it says, Ein Noitle Min HaTohar Al HaTameh. Rav Leizer disagrees, says, you may. Nitelis Min HaTohar Al HaTameh Ketzat. So he says, you have everything touching. You have Tevel, then you have a ball of Tevel Tohar, then you have a ball you're going to make into Truman. Everything is touching everything else. That's how he says. Everything should be touching everything, and it should be pachas mikadeitza. Pachas mikadeitza chalim is not mekabel tuma from the other thing. Is not. It doesn't transmit tuma. Pachas mikadeitza. What? Because it says he puts pachas mikadeitza beemtza. He has three things. He has tevel. Then he has tevel tamei. Pachas mikabetza, a ball touching the first one. The reason why Pachas mikabetza, and Seita explain, the reason why Pachas mikabetza, because Pachas mikabetza is not, doesn't transmit tumma to the next one. So he's talking. So that's why he takes Pachas mikabetza, because he's going to have everything touching. He says, Kadesh Dehe Nitalis Min Amukov. That's what it says in the last Mishnah in Paragalic. We pass an Einan Nitalis Min Atar. He's giving a whole description that everything is touching everything else. So Tosfos understands when the Mishnah has to be touching, otherwise it's not called Min HaMukov. Then Tosfos says, maybe there's a din of Tziruf Sal, just like there's a din of Tziruf Sal. Salm Tzarfon L'Chalat. So what is the original din? Right. What's the original din of Salm Tzarfon? Let's say a balabasta baked a couple of cookies. Less than a shear. You have to bake a minimum amount in order to. You have to knead a minimum amount. So we said, Mem Gimel Beitza B'chamish Beitza, how much is it? It's a question. So Rav Henkin used to say between 3 and 5 pounds of flour. If you use less than 3 pounds of flour, you don't have to be a mafish chalet off. If you took more than 5 pounds of flour, 5 pounds of more, you mafish chalet with a brocha. And between 3 and 5 pounds of flour, it's a sveka adina, so you mafish chalet without a brocha. So let's say the woman took 2 pounds of flour and she made cookies. Not chai v'chala. Then an hour later she makes another 2 pounds of flour, makes other cookies, still not chai v'chala. Then she makes another 2 pounds of flour, makes more cookies. Then she puts everything into one big basket. So that's the Mishnah. There's a machlokes hatanoim. And the Mishnah says, Alf haroida l'sal, v'sal mitzarfan l'chala. Where's that? It's a Mishnah later. There's a din. That's a Mishnah Dalet. That's on page 14. Very base Mishnah Dalet. Rav Leizer, amen. If you put in cookies that were baked, you only did a lisha on 2 pounds of flour. Then another cookies that were made from a lisha of 2 pounds of flour. 2 pounds of flour, each one is potter. When you put it into one big basket, so the sal is matzarf l'chala. So the Mishnah is talking about sal matzarf l'chala to create a chiyuv chala. That now is considered as if, even though the lisha was 2 pounds separately, 2 pounds separately, 2 pounds separately, I consider as if I did all 6 pounds together. So the question is, what if I needed 5 pounds of flour and I wasn't mafrish chala yet? Then I needed 10 pounds of flour, wasn't mafrish chala yet? Now put them together in one basket, but they're not touching each other. Salmat sarfan l'chala makes it that it's called min amukov also, and maybe salmat sarfan l'chala only creates a chiyuv hafrasha. Who says that's called min amukov? Is it the same thing? Just because sal is mitzarif to create a chiyuv chala that you have now a kashir doesn't necessarily mean that sal mitzarfen is considered mukav. Maybe they're unrelated. So Tosfos thinks that sal mitzarfen is also called min hamukav. Then Tosfos has a comment, but we have a din in the Gemara in Chorus. We said chala in Eretz Yisrael is only midirabbanim as man as a Gemara in Ksubas Dav Chafei had a tula shaynis. And we passed on the even chala b'eretz yisrael b'zman hazeh zonim with the rabbanon, because in the beginning of Bayi Sheni there wasn't bias kulchem. The roiv of b'nei yisrael didn't come back to eretz yisrael. The chumash says b'vayachem al haaretz, you have to have bias kulchem. So chalas chutz l'aretz is a derabbanon on top of a derabbanon. They introduce hafroshes trumas and maisis by rotz hasmuchas l'eretz yisrael and countries bordering on eretz yisrael. Barotzes Harachokis they never introduced. And we have Chiv Chal in America, the other side of the globe. So many miles away from Eretz Yisrael. So the Rabbanon on top of it, the Rabbanon on top of the Rabbanon, very far away from Eretz Yisrael. So because it's Chalas Chutzlo, so the Gemara has a whole list of kulas. So one of the many kulas is Oichel B'Hoylech V'Achakach Mafresh. If you baked a lot of cake and cookies, you have a shear, you use 5 pounds of flour or more, you have enough shear to be chayv and chala, but you weren't mafresh chala yet. So let's say there's some kosher bakeries where they're careful about the ingredients, but they're not careful about hafreshes chala. They have an attitude, you're not mafresh chala on nash, on cakes and cookies. We mentioned there's such an Aruch HaShulchan, quotes Rabbeinu Yonah like that on the Gemara Bracha. It sounds like it says like that. So Shver Aruch HaShulchan, the bakers all know that Aruch HaShulchan, because he's Mekel. The Avnei Nez also has a tain against the bakers. They're never mafish chala, they're very upset why they're Mekel on Afrosh HaShulchan. So there are a lot of bakeries in the New York area, forget about outside of New York for sure, even in New York area, where they're careful about kashrus, about the ingredients, and Afrosh HaShulchan, they're not. They think Afrosh HaShulchan is only on chalas. Even on bread, they're not mafish chala. Others are moed v'miktzos. They're mafish on bread, not mafish on cakes and cookies. And the simple reading in the Mishnah is it's of gona, of shana, is keritin. If it's cake and cookies, you are chayv to be mafish chala. We really don't pask him like that, Rabbeinu Yonah. Yeah. Pashta says you say a bracha. When you mafish chala on cake and cookies, Pashta says you do say a bracha. Yeah. So the shayla is, let's say I bought before Shabbos and I forgot to be mafresh challah. I bought from a kosher bakery, but I know they're not mafresh challah. And I forgot to be mafresh challah before Shabbos. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Mishnah says in Beitza, you're not allowed to be mafresh challah. It's Misakin Mona to be mafresh shumas to mice. Mafresh challah is an Issa de Rabbanon. So the Gemara says in Chorus, a special kula, chalas chutzlos, oichel b'hoylach, he can eat all he wants, but he has to leave over a little bit for the end. So after Shabbos is over, after Havdalah, then he'll be mafresh challah and what he has left. So Tosfos says, if he ate everything up already, and it's already in his stomach, it's a week later, he has a couple of cookies left. So that's Bevada Shalom and Amukaf. He's mafresh chala on the two cookies that he has left, and what he ate already. That's Legame Shalom and Amukaf. It's already gone and forgotten. It's a Dovah Sheena Boilem anymore. It's fully digested. It came out the other end. There's nothing left anymore. So how can he be mafresh chala? So Tosfos says, on chalas chutzos behechreach, if you echel v'helch v'akach mafresh, so then Tosfos says, but they think there's a limitation. That Tosfos in Nida, the Avzayin Amal, they think there's a limit. This din echel v'helch v'akach mafresh is only from the same isa. I made two different isas, so then I'm going to be mafresh shaloi ben amukav. I have one isa. Let's say I have two bakeries. I have one bakery in New York, one bakery in Philadelphia. And they're baking away all day long. They're baking cakes and cookies and breads and everything. So I'll be mafresh shaloi ben amukav. I'll be mafresh in New York on the stuff in Philadelphia. Legamri shaloi ben amukav. But it wasn't osa ho isa. So Tosfos think only if it's the same isa. If it's a different isa, that's shaloi ben amukav. And lachatchili not allowed to do b'di'evet, it will be chal. If you mafresh shaloi ben amukav b'di'evet, it is chal. But lachatchili it's not proper to do it. The Minchas Yitzchok has such a discussion. A person is 85 years old, and he becomes a Baal Tshuva, and he realizes he's been eating tevel all of his life. He's been eating not gemaiset bread and cake and cookies. Eating kosher food, but they never took out challah. So can he bake a cake now, and say, I want to be mafresh challah on all the tevel that I ate all the last 85 years? So the Pashtun says that it's no good. The Tosfos says you're not allowed to do it because it's shaloi ben amukav. But he has no brayer over here. What do you want him to do? Turns out that he ate everything was tevel.
Someone did tshuva. So give him the same answer.
Yeah. That what?
Let him now take tshuva from Shalom and Mukav. I mean, everything that he ate before
the tevel. No, you can't be mata lemafreya. But chalas chutzlois, that's a special kula. Echel behelech v'achakach mafresh.
So he's only over the rabbanans anyway.
The rabbanan, he was over the rabbanans. So the gehenim is not as hot. A person violates an Issa Deraisa, a very hot Gehenna. He violates an Issa Abban, it's also Gehenna. But it's a little cooler. It's not as hot as the Gehenna Deraisa. No. So the Shaila is, Tosfos says, Shaloi men amukav is chal b'diyevet, l'chatchili not allowed to do, but hotin shkembreir over here. So maybe he knows that for the last 85 years he's been eating not gemaisa to bread. Eat kosher bread, but not gemaisa. It's a true The Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes the Taisus that you shouldn't be mafresh chala from a different iso shaloi ben amukah. We're only making lechutz lords if it's me osu iso. Oh, halal hakach mafresh. But maybe over here as a hotnish kembreiros, and maybe it can be mafresh. Maybe it can be mafresh.
It's part of your iso. It's not the same time, and it's not the same iso. It's really worse than
it's all gone. It's like a dovish she'ena bo'elam. Dovish she'ena bo'elam.
It's not the same process. It's not the same time.
Right. So that's what he discusses. We have a klal usually shas atchak b'di'evadami. The shas atchak we allow lechatchila what usually is only permissible b'di'evad. This is such a whopper of a kula. Erech v'chelach v'chakach mafresh. He's mafresh on what he ate already. So that kula maybe is only meoso isa from a different isa. Maybe b'chlal it doesn't work. Maybe even b'di'evad it wouldn't work. Maybe it's worse than shaloi ben amukah. So that's why the Minchas Yitzchak has the whole discussion. Yeah. So the Bi'ur Agro and Shin Chavdal raises this issue. He says, he starts off, Bidin Zen is Tapcho Kamoi. The Rishonim, the Balei HaTosfos got all entangled, and Zem Aleph, Azen, Ofene Yerushalmis, and Ofene Toseftis. And I'm going to tell you what the din is. So the Vilna Gaon tells you the Klal is the following Zokta. He says, by Hafroshes Chalam, by Hafroshes Chumas and Isis, he claims it's all the same. If it's all in one room, then it's called Ben Amukav, even if it's not touching. That Mishnah that has to be touching, where was at the end of the second parak? Of Lezerim, a Mishnah, at page 18. There has to be touching, so Tesis says a special reason, because one is tummy, one is tar. So therefore, if it's not touching, it's not called Ben Amukav. That's a Yotze Min HaKlal. But normally, if the two are in the same room, it's called Ben Amukav, unless they're in containers. If they're in containers, then it's only called Ben Amukav if the two containers are touching. If I have a bushel over here and a bushel over here, even though they're both in the same room, it's not considered Ben Amukav. And even if they're touching, if one of the containers or both of them are closed, then it's also not called Ben Amukav. So the Vilna Gaon proves all of this, a very long Bi'ur Agro, very long Bi'ur Agro, because he's taking on all the Rishayim. He's disagreeing with the Balei HaTosfos, who worked out their Kolonim, mainly the Tosfos and Nida Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, about the Echel V'Helch V'Chakach Mafresh. So he thinks that that's the klal, the three klalim. If it's in the same room, it's always called Ben Amukav. And if it's in a kli, then even though it's in the same room, it's not Ben Amukav unless the kelim are touching. And if the kelim are closed, even if they're touching, it's called Shaloi Ben Amukav. But Shaloi Ben Amukav, the hafrosh is chal b'di'evet, it's just the din l'chatchila. It shouldn't be mafresh, Shaloi Ben Amukav. B'di'evet it is chal.
Does chal make it,
that's another din, and Bias Kochim is another din, they're not the same. Bias Kochim is a din in the being Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. How many people came when there were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael? So in the beginning of the Bais Sheni period, there was a lack of Bias Kochim. At the end of the Bais Rishon, there was Bias Kochim. The Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael was in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, there was Bias Kochim. But towards the end of the Bais Rishon period, there was no Yovel because there was a lack of Kol Yashveh HaLel. After the Golus HaShvatim began, so that you weren't Chayv in Yovel the last couple of years because you were lacking Kol Yashveh HaLel. These are two different psukim, two different dinim. One depends on the Niyuk HaMitzvah. Kol Yashveh HaLel is a din. Yovel is not knowing unless you have Kol Yashveh HaLel. Bias Kolchem is a din in the Mekadosh. The Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael has to be a Bias Kolchem. Right, they're two different psukim. Yeah.
If on Monday I bake cookies with 2.5 pounds of dough,
yeah,
she puts this out of cookie jar, I don't touch them. On Friday I bake another 2.5 pounds, I put them in the same cookie jar. Now I'm a chiyuv chal on them.
Yeah, that's the way it says in Yerudeya based on this Mishnah. In the Mishnah,
but it's a different Issa.
Right, and Gansan a different Issa. Right. That's the way it says, again, that's page 14 going on to page 15. Rav Lezer says, Afa Reidem Eretzim Nesal, Asal Mitzar from Lechalav. That's the last line of Mishnah Dalet in Perek Beis. So they quote, the Shiltas disagree. The Shiltas holds only if you're scraping it out of the oven and everything is still hot. If you put it into the sal while everything is freshly baked, so then it's Mitzar fit together. But if everything, if this was baked on Monday, this is baked on Friday, everything is cold already, so the Shiltas holds that you don't apply Tzirif Sal. But they don't even quote that Shiltas from Shulchanot. They totally ignore that. They usually didn't have access to the Shiltas. That's why they usually ignore it. But the latest Svarim quote, the Shiltas has this Sad L'Hakam.
How are we Paskin now? We do
Paskin is Chai v'Chala, even though they're two different days. Yeah. No. The only Shaila that they discuss is the following. Let's say The Balabasta baked the cookies, 2.5 pounds of flour. She baked cookies, and she put it in silver foil, and she put it in the freezer. Then she in a plastic Tupperware, and then she baked on Friday again, 2.5 pounds of flour. She puts it in the silver foil, also in the same Tupperware. So are they mitzvah from Achala? They're in the same Tupperware, but they're wrapped up separately. Each one is like in a separate kli. Salas b'sarf l'chala, even if it's separated. That's a, this shaila is a machlekes achrenim on Yerideya. What's the sefer? I forgot. There's a sefer from the Galatiana achrenim, Alikut Mikdash Melech something on Yerideya. Chelik Gimel Yerideya. So this is a machlekes the later goinim. If you have two separate kelim that are both inside one kli, also say a salma tarf and lachal because the two kelim are in a bigger kli. They say no, these cookies are in that kli. These cookies are in that kli. They're two separate kelim.
Freezer isn't considered a
sal. Maybe some want to say the freezer. That's a whole discussion. Should I say the freezer is a sal? Is the freezer a kli?
Might the whole room should be like a sal?
Okay.
No. The Gra says that it's called mukav.
Yes, he
didn't say it's salma tarf. Salma tarf and lachal has to be a sal. No, it has to be a kli. So that's a pilpul, whether the freezer is considered a sal. Some hold that electrical appliances don't need tefillas kelim because since it only works if it's plugged into the wall, it's mechubel karka. So mechubel karka is not dina kikli. I thought it's a little humorous. I thought it's a lot humorous. But some gedolim held like that. Some rabbanim held like that. So some want to say the freezer is not considered a kli because it only functions if you plug it into the wall. Mechubel karka dina kikarka. Others say, what kind of mechubel karka? Mechubel karka means you plant a tree in the ground or you cement a telephone pole in the ground. So that's tolish of the b'sof chibur. This is not mechubel karka. It only works. You only get the current if you plug it into the wall. But you can move the freezer, you can move the refrigerator around a little bit if the cord will be longer. You can move it from one room to the other also. Is that called mechubel karka? That's highly questionable. Anyway, this is a pilpul that they have in the recent
story. Sure, it's not mechubel karka.
Huh?
It's not mechubel karka.
I don't know. If they want to say mechubel karka, so I don't know how far you go. The pashtun says it's not mechubel karka. Anyway, this din. Let's just wrap up over here. This din. Let's say the balabasta baked. Balabasta baked challah, a cake and cooking, and she forgot to be mafish challah, and it's a very leil Shabbos. So the din is, you're allowed to eat challah's chutzlords. Ochel b'hoylach, and Eretz Yisrael is not allowed to do it. And chutzlords is a het. Ochel b'hoylach, l'chakach mafish, you can eat, but you have to leave over a little bit to be mafish after Shabbos is over. So there's a machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos and Psochim. What do you do after Shabbos is over? You leave over a little bit. So the little bit that you left over, you say, Hareza chala ala kol. This should be chala. Odinit shireha nikorim. That's the last line in the Mishnah. We didn't finish the whole Mishnah. Here's the last line in the first parak. It says, Ha'omer, the last three lines. Ha'omer kol garni truma. It says, everything should be truma. The Tanoim recommend you should give 2%. Echem echamishim. It's midah beinanis. If you want to be generous, so they say, give echem me'aboyim. Want to be stingy, can't afford, give echad mishishim. Mikra din chitach as pateris is kolakri. Give a mashu, your yotzei truma. But the Chachamim recommend you should give 2%. What if you want to give 3%, 4%, 50%, 80%, 99%? As much as you want. If you give it bebasachas, at first you mafresh 2%, then you decide why should be cheap, give another 5%. Once you have mafresh truma ready, so the rest is not chal. The truma was chal already. But if Bevasach is mafresh 98% of all of the bushels, I have 100 bushels of tevel, a mafresh 98% should be truma. So the din is at its chal. But if you say 100%, kol garni truma, everything should be truma, so the din is that it's not chal, because you need reishis, shishareha nikorim. You have to leave over something. This has to be mata that. If you're declaring everything is truma, so the hafrosh is truma, it's not being matter anything. You have nothing left afterwards. The same is true regarding challah. Kol isasi challah lo yamaklum ad sheyishai mikzah. The din is you have to have reishis shesharecha nikorim. That's how the Gemara calls it. It is a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. How do you apply that? Ech b'halak v'chakach mafrish. They eat up the whole challah and they left over a teeny weeny little piece of challah. So Rashi says, you declare that that is challah, and that should remove the yisid tevel from all the stuff that you ate the whole Shabbos, the whole yantav. So that's she'aran yikarim. This masha who is matter all of that, that's reisha she'aran yikarim. And Tosfos says, no, you need reisha she'aran yikarim b'mukaf. Even a challah chutzlos, you have to have mukaf. I have to take the little bit of cookie that I left over, and I should say half of the cookie should be challah, and the rest of it should be chula musukan. But if you say the whole cookie should be challah, that's a lack of she'aran yikarim. Toignesh. Rashi holds it is she'aran yikarim. The little cookie that you kurish shem chalan is mata the isa tevel on everything that you ate. So that's she'aran yikarim. And Tosfos says, no, you need mukaf anu she'aran yikarim. That's and Shulchan Aruch, they quote Tosfos. In Shulchan Aruch, they don't quote Rashi. Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is like Tosfos.
When these tanoim, they were on a ship, they were mafresh. Something they had in the house.
They were mafresh everything that they had in the house. That nothing was on the ship. Everything was in the house. Everything was mukaf. All the tevel was in a storage room. So Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lozman, as I say, he was mafresh maisa oni. He says these bushels. Every bushel had a number. He says back in Eretz Yisrael, in my home, I have a lot of bushels. And bushels one and two should be maisa oni.
He wasn't to allow to eat something on the ship.
No. He wanted to do biur. It was coming Pesach, they were going to be stuck. It was going to be the Shas Adir, Erev Pesach of the 4th year, the 7th year. He wanted to do biur, so he was Kairishem, the Meiser Oni, and then it was Maknet to Rabbi Lozman and Azariah, to Rabbi Akiva. Lozman and Azariah was a Levi, and Rabbi Akiva was the Gizbo Shalani. In the beginning of Parshas Miketz, there's a famous Beis HaLevi who comments on a Medrash. The Medrash points out the simple reading of the Psukim and Chumash seem to imply that Yosef was stuck in Beis Asur, he was stuck in prison. And then Bimikre, Parah happened to have a dream, and they needed someone to interpret the dream, and then the Sarah Mashkim reminded himself, oh, there's a Yiddish fellow in prison, he knows how to interpret dreams, let's get him out. So they invited him to come out and he interpreted the dream. So the Pasha Pshat is he would sit in prison forever, if not for the fact that Parah had the dream. The Beis HaLevi points out that Medrash seems to understand differently. Yosef deserved to be punished to sit in prison for 2 years. So because the 2 years were up, Shengenuk, so he has the right to go free. He's entitled to have Yeshua. So Men HaShamayim, they saw to it that Parah should have a dream and know that it should be go free. We usually assume that in history and in physics, there's always a principle of causation. There's a cause and an effect. We usually assume the cause has to precede the effect. Because this happened, that causes something else to happen. And in Jewish history, it's not always the case. A lot of times, the cause comes after the effect. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is guiding the history of the world, and not only Jewish history, he's guiding the history of the world, guiding the history of the Jewish people, guiding the history of the development of the Torah. So the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to bring about a certain result, so it's going to cause something to happen, because he wants that result, it's time for that result to take place. So because it's time, Yosef deserves to be freed, he deserved to be punished for 2 years because of lack of bitochen. So he deserved to be punished for 2 years. So the 2 years were up. So that's why Parah had the dream. Not because Parah had a dream. That was the cause, and therefore Yosef went free, because it was time for Yosef to go free. So some comment that describes the difference between Briska Torah and other Torahs. A lot of times in Briska Torah, they take what seems to be the cause and they make it into the effect. And the effect, they say, no, that's the cause. The thing that comes later is really what caused the thing from before. You have different Torahs like that. Sometimes it is so. But this is a famous comment that the Beis HaLevi writes, that we view that in Jewish history.
Thank you for joining us at BensTorah.com.